91X News.
It's 0 degrees with light rain at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers. A Kingston jury could begin deliberating the fate of three members of the Shafia family later today. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba, and son Hamed are accused of murdering the three teenage Shafia daughters and Mohammed's first wife in a polygamous marriage. The four bodies were found in a car in the Rideau Canal near Kingston in June of 2009. 91X reporter Katrina Genovason brings us the latest news from the trial.
So far, the judge spent the morning explaining to jurors that this has been a trial with a lot of twists and turns, but that they must apply all the facts they know to reach a verdict of guilty or not guilty. All of the jurors must reach a unanimous decision, and if they cannot reach an agreement, they are to notify the court officer. The jury would then meet with the judge and lawyers of both the Crown and the defense to decide what happens next. The judge has been charging the jury all morning, and it is expected to continue until late this afternoon. Reporting from Kingston for 91X News, I'm Katrina Genovason.
The mother and brother of a woman murdered by Russell Williams is suing the former colonel and his estranged wife. Williams is serving a life sentence for the murders of Jessica Lloyd and Corporal Marie-France Como. Lloyd's 31-year-old brother Andy says he and his mother Roxanne have filed suit in Belleville, Ontario, seeking damages for the mental suffering they've had to endure.
With anything like this, you're going to have some depression and some mental problems, and we've both been seeing counselors, and yeah, it's obviously in the last 2 years, it's been quite a struggle for the two of us.
Along with the two murders, Williams was also convicted of two sexual assaults and dozens of fetish break-ins. Powdering her nose while driving cost one woman. Quinty West OPP saw a woman in her car on Dundas Street East and Campbell Street with a visor down, the cosmetic mirror open, with the lights on. The driver, a 41-year-old female, was looking up into the mirror and putting on makeup. The police officer pulled alongside the vehicle and watched as she continued her beauty routine. Police stopped the vehicle and charged the woman with careless driving. She'll have to pay $490 and she'll lose 6 demerit points. Quinty West OPP were called to a Victoria Avenue home last night. A female complained she'd been struck down and thrown to the ground by her boyfriend. A 33-year-old Trenton man was arrested for domestic assault. He was released on a promise to appear in court at a later date. Belleville police were called to a home on Moira Street around 4:30 this morning. A woman heard a strange noise, and when she went to investigate, she saw her basement window had been broken and a computer had been stolen. The investigation is ongoing. It isn't camping weather, but tonight a group of people will be sleeping out in Belleville's Market Square. It's to raise money for maintenance of three local transitional homes operated by the local branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association. City councillors Garnet Thompson, Edgerton Boyce, and Pat Culhane will be joining them. So will Police Chief Corey McMullen. The event starts at 7 o'clock and continues until 7 tomorrow morning. If you can't sleep out but want to donate to the cause, call 613-969-8674. January is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and this Sunday teams will be walking around town to promote awareness and raise money for the local Alzheimer's Society. It's the 15th annual Walk for Memories. The walk happens between 11 and 2 o'clock, with registration starting at 9:30 at the Bayview Mall. Call the Alzheimer's Society of Belleville Hastings Quinty at 613-962-0892 for more information. Deer hunting season is coming to a close in Ontario, but a rising number of hunters have turned their sights towards other game. Matt Kerr has that story.
Hunting in Ontario has been on the rise, and this year was no different. In 2011, over 18,000 students took the Hunter Safety Course. That number has gone up each of the past 10 years. Ontario Federation of Fishers and Anglers Leslie Goodwin says it is not only deer that have been in the target.
They hunt bear, moose, and deer for big game, and many also enjoy small game hunting.
Woods and Water Master Taxidermist Robert Goudreau says that this year marked an increase in bear hunting.
A lot of bears. Bear numbers are certainly overpopulated. We get a lot of bear rugs to get done and bear heads, so that's another increasing number. And I did get a lot of waterfowl this year as well.
Goudreau says women are the fastest growing group of hunters. Matthew Kerr, 91X News.
The Canadian woman who was found badly beaten inside a high-end Mexican resort hotel has returned home. Sheila Knapp's uncle says she has not had facial reconstruction surgery yet. He assumes she's in a Calgary hospital. A Mexican state attorney general is confirming the prime suspect in the attack is a Canadian tourist with injuries to one of his hands and his chin. A video shows a man about 25 years old kicking someone in the elevator where the 37-year-old nab was found. No charges have been laid. Not everyone is impressed with a compensation package being offered to the uninjured passengers of the Costa Concordia. The company that operated the ship that ran aground off the coast of Italy 2 weeks ago is offering them almost $14,500 for lost baggage and psychological trauma. Consumer groups are calling the offer absolutely unacceptable and nowhere near what passengers could get if they sue. The offer does not apply to those who were injured or the families who lost loved ones. And the head of UNICEF's Canadian branch is urging the country to do more to help starving children in Africa. David Bent of the Canadian Press has that story.
David Morley makes the appeal as a new report by the UN agency decries the rising levels of starvation and malnutrition among children under the age of five in many of the world's troubled regions. Morley warns that without extra money, grinding, persistent poverty will ultimately cause political instability, especially in East and West Africa. UNICEF is appealing for $1.28 billion in donations this year, noting that a much bigger slice of its spending is being eaten up by battling starvation among third world kids. David Bent, The Canadian Press.
That's 91X News to 1207. Jose De Barros has sports next.
Are you tired of one-minute showers?
Is your well keeping you a prisoner?
Don't let your well worry you anymore. Contact Larry at morewater.ca. More Water can repair your drilled well for far less than drilling a new one.
Visit morewater.ca or call Larry at 613-378-6755. That's 613-378-6755.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose De Barros with 91X Sports. The Loyalist Lancers sports teams will be busy this weekend. The men's basketball team go to Ottawa for a game tonight against La Cité, starting at 7 o'clock. The Lancer volleyball teams host Algonquin College for matches here at the gym tomorrow afternoon, with the women playing at 1 o'clock and the men at 3 o'clock. Also tomorrow afternoon, both of the Lancer basketball teams play in Ottawa against Algonquin College, with the women playing at 1 o'clock and the men playing at 3. On Sunday, the Loyalist volleyball teams will host La Cité for afternoon play. The women play first at noon, while the men play at 2 o'clock. The Belleville Bulls have hit a new low, if such a thing is possible. An embarrassing 6-0 loss to the Niagara Ice Dogs last night has put the Bulls below the 500 mark for the first time this season. Tomorrow, the Bulls host the Sarnia Sting at the Yardman Arena at 7 o'clock. It has been rumored that Nail Yakupov, projected to go first overall at the next NHL draft this summer, will return to play for the Sting. Yakupov has been out since being injured in the final of the World Juniors playing for Russia. A full schedule of games is set for tonight in Junior A. Wellington faced North York at the Duke Dome for 7:30, while Trenton hosts Toronto for 7:30 as well. Other games include Cobourg against Lindsay and Kingston versus Peterborough. Trenton still lead the East Division with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. It will be a quiet Friday night in the Empire B, with no games played tonight. Tomorrow, Napanee play Port Hope, while Amherst View take on Campbellford. The Picton Pirates have a hold on first in Division A after their victory over Campbellford on Thursday. Wearing the red and white for your country is always a dream, and for three girls, that dream has become a reality. Reporter Layden Sador has a story of three young women whose hockey playing has prepared them for another sport.
Christy McKinney, Victoria Chapman, and CJ Tipping all play for the Belleville Bearcats Midget AA Women's Hockey Team. But hockey isn't what they'll don the red and white for. The three girls will travel overseas to play on Canada's first ever Under-19 Women's Floorball Team. Team Canada will compete in the Under-19 Floorball Championships in Slovakia this spring. McKinney wasn't completely sold on the sport of floorball at first.
At first I was like, what kind of sport is this? And I kind of thought it was stupid at first, but then once you get playing, it's kind of fun.
Bearcats coach Todd Robertson is excited for the girls.
I'm very happy. There's been a number of girls who have had the opportunity to go overseas and play hockey, and now these girls have the chance to go over and play a different sport that is hockey related. So I'm sure they'll have a wonderful time, and I'm sure they'll show us proud.
The girls will travel to Slovakia in May for the tournament. Lane Sador, 91X Sports.
Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
A freezing rain warning is in effect for Belleville, Quinte West, Stirling, Tweed, Madoc, and eastern Northumberland County. Today, rain mixed with freezing rain, changing to snow this afternoon, temperature steady near zero. Tonight, light snow, ending early this evening, then mainly cloudy, with a low of minus four. Saturday, cloudy, 2 to 4 centimeters of snow beginning in the morning, a high of plus two. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries, windy, a low of minus three, and a high of minus one. At 12:10, it's 0 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose DeBarros. News is next at 1.